Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the night. I guess if you're listening during the day, tonight's not the night. But listen, this is the first episode of the podcast. This is the very, very first episode of the podcast. And listen, dude, you got your boy. I'm here. Alex is in the studio as well. See, our chemistry's already off. He didn't introduce himself. Dude.
I cut to myself.
I said,
you did?
Oh, dang. All right, shoot, dude.
I go, see you in post.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's if you're watching it.
That's true.
If your video, dude, you know what? What we should do is we're 38 seconds in. We should start over, but we're not going to do that.
Okay.
That's not how this podcast rolls.
No, you're right.
They're in on the ground floor.
Yep.
This is the first episode we recorded, a week or two ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
We recorded a couple weeks ago, and now we're like, now we didn't even have, I think I just, we and Alex are going back and forth about a podcast for a long time. Every time we get together, we're just like spouting off on whatever we think about this and that. And we go, dude, we should get a pod. And then we're going back and forth on this and that. I go, dude, I think I've texted you. What did I say? Let's just
turn. You said we just got to turn the mics on.
Yeah, we just got to turn the mics on. And I was like, and he goes, why? I go, I'm just looking for I'm just looking for another avenue to get canceled, really.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you're out of the clear, John. You're uncanceled. You're back. What do you want to do now? Start a podcast. Great solution.
As much exposure as
I
can. Yeah,
put you on the mic for an hour a week and just say whatever you want. What could go wrong? But I think in episode 2, maybe, which will be next week, we've got a name for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how it goes. And we're like, we're going to scrap the first couple episodes and just start with episode 3. But we thought, why not just get in at those first episodes were so like raw and real. Like, I don't even know how to use a microphone. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know who was where. It was very disoriented. But I think that's cool to come in on the ground floor of a podcast that we decided is called Net Positive. That's where you go, what's Net Positive?
What's Net Positive?
Did you cut to yourself?
No.
All right. We're going to tighten this up by episode. Yeah, we're going to. We decided to call the podcast Net Positive.
What's Net Positive mean?
Dude, thank you for. we're going to work on that. I think Net Positive, like, you asked me about my weekend. You asked me about a date. You asked me about a show. You asked me about. I was on the net. It was positive. Yeah. And it originally came from my buddy Dustin Nickerson, who is a comic that was traveling with me for a long time. And he would always be like, he's a great comedian. Look him up on TikTok. He'd probably be mortified if I said, look him up on TikTok. Follow him on, I don't know where to follow him. One of my best buddies, he goes, there's all these people at the show and there's people on dates and they're having a great time. Everybody's laughing hysterically. But then one person is wildly offended. And is like out in the lobby screaming about John made fun of Catholics, or I can't believe I'm boycotting John. And then there's a girl that's like that's like out by the tour bus, like trying to get. He's like, I'm in love with John Crist, and he goes, I'm not sure if you're a net positive. That's what he said to me, dude. And I was like, you know what? He's like, a lot of good's happening here. A lot of good's happening. A lot of people are laughing, coming together, and having a good experience at your comedy show. But there's some things are troubling.
When the dust settles, when the chips fall.
And on the net, it's a positive. Yeah. We're in the black, like what you said.
I think so.
I think we're in the black. So, like, I mean, you go to a restaurant. It's too loud. People are annoying. The waiter's coming over, like trying. He has all like the. He's like trying to do jokes. I'm annoyed by it. There's not. The ice to sweet tea ratio is not as I'd like it. But I don't know. The chicken fingers are pretty good. I had some good honey mustard. I feel. I'm walking out of this TGI Fridays with a net positive, and that's this whole podcast, I think. So listen. What can you expect? An hour of opinions that might not be correct, advice that might not be good, and statistics that might also not be true. But you're going to laugh, you're going to have a good time, and I promise you at the end of the hour, you're going to look back and go, yeah, on the net, I call that a positive. That's our only goal here. So we'll just do it.
Throw it right in.
You want to just do it? Here's episode 1, everybody.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive.
All right, dude, we're doing a podcast, everybody. Welcome aboard. Listen, everybody, I feel like a lot of people have asked me, I've been on a bunch of people's podcasts, obviously, and I always try to repost them and retweet them and all kind of stuff, and everybody's like, it was so beautiful. I love the way you said that. Just kidding. Nobody says that. No, but I think for a long time, I've always had stuff to say. And you're like, yeah, John, we get it. We've seen your Instagram stories. They're long. I feel like every time, like, when's the first time I ever told a joke? Well, the first time I ever told a joke, you want to hear the first joke ever told? What should I do? Look at this camera?
Yeah, you're right in there.
I look at this camera.
Yeah, you got that one, and then you have that one too.
Oh, this one. Mm-hmm. This one and this one. Mm-hmm. And that one's on you.
That one's on us.
I'm going to try to think of the first time I ever told a joke. The first time I ever formally told a joke, I wanted to be a comedian, and I was working at I had an internship at a news station, and they were like, somebody said, because I didn't want to be on the teleprompter, because when you be on teleprompter, you got to read exactly what they say, and you can't really put in your personality. And somebody said, you should go down to the comedy club and try to be a comedian. So I went down there and I signed up for there's like a list. If you ever been to like a comedy show, there's like a list. And I signed up, and they were like in June, and like it was 2009. I remember this. And I went, it's the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia. And the first joke I ever told, I said, my skin gets very dark in the summertime because I get tan. A lot of people ask me what race I am, and easiest way to describe it is I'm not white. I'm more like wheat. It was the first joke I ever told. But you don't have to laugh at that. It was the first joke I ever told, and I guess I told jokes in church and stuff before that. That was the first formal joke I remember telling, and nobody laughed at all. And I was like, we should probably, I should probably never tell that joke again, and I didn't. Except for right now, life comes full circle. The tagline was, I'm not white, I'm more like wheat. Yeah, that was the first. And then I go, well, my dad's white, my mom's 9 grain. Not good. If I do this, does people get the understanding?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a bad joke. I do, but I remember it not going well, going horrifically. But I was like, it's funny because every time I think of like an idea for a joke, I go, all right, what is this? Is this a tweet? Is this an Instagram post? Is this an Instagram story? Is this a long form video? Is this a TikTok? Is this a stand up? Is this something to talk about in a book? Is this a podcast? What is this? And I feel like I have so many things. We talked about starting a podcast, a couple of months ago, a year ago? Not that long.
Yeah, probably a few months.
Nah,
yeah.
A few months ago. And I was like, whenever that happens, I have like a new idea or a new like way to express humor. I was like, I just had this little podcast like section in my phone, and I just started writing all these things in it. I'm like, oh, dude, if I was on somebody's podcast, I would love to discuss this. And then we go, yeah, why don't we just make one ourselves? And then we can just, I don't have to bore everyone. And everyone, no one's bored by my Instagram stories. What, mother, you are? Okay, sorry. I always tell my mom, like, my mom always, I wonder if anyone else does this. Like, do you assume that, like, other people have seen your Instagram stories when you meet them?
I try not to, because I hate to be that guy.
Yeah, so do I. Like, I'm like, we went to my cousin, actually went to a funeral like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, in my family, I go, yeah, you guys, because everybody comments on like the stuff I'm doing or the jokes that I've made. So like, but then I don't want to be like, yeah, Chris, remember last week on the, and they're like, no, what? We don't follow your life. I go, oh, yeah, 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 you're right, you're right, you're right. But everybody, like, my Instagram stories, I try to shorten them up now. Honestly, I'm being better. I feel like I'm holding myself accountable. But then there's so many things that I'm like, oh, I don't know what it was last week, Alex, but I was like, oh, dude, I got to talk about this on a podcast. That is freaking hilarious. And listen, this is the place for that. I think I would say I haven't like really wanted to get into the podcasting. I obviously have a million things to say, and they're like, hey, we're gonna probably keep this about like whatever time, and I'm like, that's gonna be a problem because I could go for 3 hours. How long is the long, what's the longest podcast ever?
There's probably some ones like where they just went for the record, but I mean, Rogan's done some that are like 5-6 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
What what if you watch that? You're like, you're obviously unemployed. That's not, I shouldn't say that. There's so many, like, there's a lot of, what I was saying about getting into a podcast is like, I'm 38 years old and there's a lot of information that I'm either A, like learn, like in my life currently that I'm A, learning, or B, have to unlearn about my past. Like, dude, I'm trying to think, there's so many things that like, that I grew up learning that were not true. Just were flat out not true. Like, we didn't celebrate Halloween because we just didn't believe in it. Did you guys celebrate Halloween?
No.
No. See, we didn't celebrate it, dude. And it was like, I don't know, nobody ever taught me this, but I got this idea that like, if you put on like a mask or like a scary outfit that like you were supporting like the devil, or like that the devil was going to like, I don't know what is it? Like it was going to like possess you, you know? Like no one really actually told me that, but that's what I believed about Halloween, really. So we would turn all the lights off in our house because we thought people were going to like egg and vandalize our house if we didn't have candy, which that's not true. No one has ever, it's trick or treat. So if you don't give them a treat, that's the premise, right? They're going to do something to your house. No one has ever done anything to anyone's house. Like that information, you're like, and then we got to like high school and then we were like, we could like go to our neighbor's house and like dress up, but not as something like demonic, maybe like a basketball player or like one of our buddies or something. We couldn't like, but you realize as you get older, you're like, wait, that line of thinking wasn't really true. Like, we believe in this God that's like, you know, bigger than the universe, all powerful, all knowing, all everything. But then like a 6-year-old kid puts on like a Freddy Krueger mask and he's like, dang it, nothing I can do, bro. We lost him. The devil's inside of him. Like that's not true. Like all the things theology of Christianity, but more like the tradition of Christianity. Like some of the things, I went to a church called the Atlanta Vineyard, and I've talked about this on Instagram a bunch of times. You pass 30 churches on the way to our church. And then we were taught, not really like directly, but like people were like, you can't go to that one. Like that church is not, they do weird stuff. They're uncomfortable. They don't believe in this. They do baptism weird. They do communion weird. These people are somehow other than. And I think maybe in the last, on my Instagram, I try every Sunday to just go to like a new church, like a new one that like no one's ever heard of, or I've never heard of, or I've never been into one. And you go into them and you're like, oh, this dude's wearing the same outfit I'm wearing, and then we're all like going to be hanging out and watching the Titans game after this. Oh, we're all the same. Does that make sense? Like the information that I had growing up was not true. And I'm trying to think of something about information that like, that's not true. But everybody, I feel like the reason why I still want to start a podcast is because I see so much information that is untrue and that people are living by. And I go, man, I got to throw my hat into this ring. But this is a comedy podcast, number one. I don't want to just turn into like Tony Robbins or like some kind of five tips. That was my thing with Will Smith, dude, is like, I don't want to get into all this. People are like, oh, we need another person's take on Will Smith. If you want to be like insane, like, you know, there's a lot of people that are insane just for like kind of, that's their personality. It's like they're just insane. Like Machine Gun Kelly. He just does wild stuff and he just like gets like, what does he do? Spit in his wife's mouth or something?
Yeah, they did something with blood.
Yeah, okay. All right, fine.
Yeah, that's it. We can
if that's
it
your like, yeah. Sure. Got it. If that's your like, see if you can pull that up. Is that on here?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I don't know what but I saw it and I was like, okay. But that's like, all these people are like comedians or entertainers or whatever they are. Like, and you go, you read a headline, what are you looking up?
Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox blood.
We drank each other's blood. Yeah, what's it called? Engagement. But that's kind of like, that's pretty on brand, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised when I read it, I guess.
Sure. But like Machine Gun Kelly or Megan Fox, I don't know her, but like, or I don't know him either. I'd be like, yeah, I was texting with Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know. What's his real name?
Coulson, I think.
Coulson. Oh, yeah, Coulson, Go Back to Recovery. You know that in that Eminem song?
Oh,
Hello,
yeah,
Marshall,
yeah.
My name's Coulson. You should go back to recovery. You're like, John, is John a rapper? No. But that like, that's kind of on brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go, all right, sure. Or like Eminem, same thing. He's just like says wild stuff, and that's kind of his like personality. I'm into it. That's how you do, like, if some girl is like a model and she like posts thirst traps, you're like, all right, take it or leave it. But that's how she's making a living and making money. Great. The Will Smith thing was just like, oh, but people have been critical of me for the same thing, really. So I can't really judge, but. They're like, oh, dude, you're always like on Instagram, like telling us like how to live. Like he's like, hey, here's the keys to like inspiration, or like if you want to like change your life, like it's very motivational. And they're like, this is the way, if you want to have a successful life or successful whatever, this is the way I do it. And you're like, oh, okay, Will Smith, yeah. And then we're like, wait, what? But that is just like, if you're going to be that guy, you can be that guy, but you can't be both guys. That was my only thing. I got no problem with Will Smith being like that. Well, let me think if I have a problem with it.
Unless you own it.
Yeah, 100%. If you go, yeah, that one's on me, I go, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. Because I think the weight of like my therapist, oh, John, here we go. It took you how far are we into this podcast?
Not.
12 minutes in, and John already brings up his therapist. Can you just give us a sec, John?
Comedy podcast. Comedy
Can
podcast.
You give us a sec? Dang it, dude. I tried the best I could. Oh, like, I'm dying, dude. Like, I used to live like this. Actually, I still do sometimes. It felt like a guy that, like, if this is 10, that you're like living at like 9.9 at all times. And like people are constantly, you're like constantly living just right here, almost about to sink, right? And you're all, like, you see, like, we see people melting down all the time. You see comedians melt down on stage all the time. Did you see that Liza Lampanelli?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's, you know, I don't want to add fuel to that fire, but,
recently?
Yeah, like a month ago or something. But she just like melted, dude. She melted down on stage. But it happens every other week. Somebody has a meltdown. But these people, me included, dude, are living it like if I haven't like done what I need to do, take care of my personal life, sleeping, eating right, connecting with the people I need to, my therapist, church, all these type of things, healthy relationships. And I'm like sitting it like right here. Then I get. Something happens in my day and just throws me over the top. Like if you were calm, serene, peaceful, you know, the 12-step prayer, if you're doing all that and somebody said something about your wife, you could be like, all right, I see the context here. I see what's going on. I'm not contributing to this Will Smith article. Look at me. I'm just getting into it. Nobody cares. What I was saying about the John, please, 5 hours of Will Smith takes. That's what we need.
A month late.
Dude, here's, let me just say this, bro. We, it's called the Will Smith Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I go on every week and have a new take. Like, you know how there's like, every subculture today has like a meme page, right? Like every subculture, there's like, okay, what are my subcultures that I like? I like comedy. There's a, Kurt Ryan, I think is, I don't know, I think that's his name. I follow him on Instagram, Kurt something. He's a hilarious. They're like stand-up comedy, insider stand-up comedy, like memes. And they're hilarious. Not to, only literally to me and other comedians. But then you have like, let's see, there's Christianity meme pages, a bunch of them, and a bunch of them are funny. I follow some golf meme pages. Brother-in-law is in finance, and he has like, there's like finance meme pages. And like, I was like, can you show me like a finance meme page? And it's like hilarious, like about finance guy walking into the office with like his ankle. Or I didn't even get it, right? But I don't know. I don't know that world, but he's like dying. And then there's Nashville meme pages. There's every subculture of literally anything has a meme page. And just what I go, oh, we're going to have to deal with this for the next, like, you know, crying, like the Michael Jordan crying face.
Yeah.
Or like, do you remember the Super Bowl, not this last one or the one before, where the guy was like, he was walking through that maze.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, yeah. He put all that money. He put it like $10 million of his own money or something. But anyway, he's walking through the maze and he's like looking lost. And I was like, oh, we're gonna have 97 horrific memes about this. Yeah. It's like the golf ones where like me on hole 10 looking for my drive. I'm like, can we not, dude? Can we not, bro? Or like when you slap, like, oh, there's, I saw, like the everybody has one. Nurses have them. Real estate agents have it. There's a nurse meme page, and there's a real estate meme page with, it's like the who slapped who. Will Smith slapping, and it's like Chris Rock is like the buyer, and then Will Smith is like the owner after closing costs. And yeah. I go, can we not, dude? Can we not? Which is like, or it's like the one I saw when. What night was that? Was that a Sunday night?
It was a Sunday night. So. Yeah,
it was Sunday. I saw one that it was like me Monday. I go, we can't, dude. We can't. It's just like tough. It's just like, it's so like, if you were a meme page, listen, if you were a meme page and you didn't post a Will Smith meme, or at least one with a little bit of like nuance. I think somebody sent me one on Instagram. It was like, meme pages with Will Smith memes and then John Crist. Like, it was like, dude, this is going to make me so pissed. I'm already pissed, dude. I'm going to have to go. Remember I told you I was living at 9.9? Yeah. This is going to put me over. No, dude, I can't. I cannot. These are all like, what is that one? They're just like whatever the caption. Oh, you don't know what the caption is. Oh, all right, here it goes. What's that one? Me trying to enjoy the weekend. My mom. I hope. Dang it.
No.
I can't look at these, dude. It's like, it's just like a plug into like a puzzle. It's like a meme page. I mean, I guess I've done it as maybe like a Christian or somebody that puts it into whatever subculture. It's just like, take the thing that's going on in life and like put it into my meme subculture. And then if you don't get the meme subculture, you don't get it. But the best part of those type of jokes is like, if you see one about like nurses or something like that, you would send it to your nurse. This is only a certain people are going to get this joke. And if you get it, you're like, oh my goodness, this is the best thing ever. But we got to, me Monday, Will Smith. That's the only thing I go, oh no, we're going to have to. You know, like, anytime somebody does something, there's like, you can't be serious in this country anymore. Well, I don't know. I'm sounding like an old guy. You can't be serious in this country anymore. Whatever happened to the days when we could go to the general store? Nobody says that. Like, you know, like, even the most serious, like when R. Kelly did like that 2020 interview, and then there was memes about it the next day. I go, dude. Like, or like, oh, somebody goes on Oprah to talk about, and it's like, you're like, you can't do anything anymore. But I'm a comedian. I kind of like that. You're like, you can't do anything without becoming a thing. And you're like, oh, I'm going to try to do like, oh, dude, just let it. I think that's why, like, I've been drawn to comedy, I think, since I was a kid. My dad, dude, this is actually, I don't know if I ever told the story. My dad is a pastor. He was a pastor for the first about 30 years of my life. My dad was a pastor. And then he transitioned to becoming the mayor of our city, Lilburn, Georgia. And he's still in politics. And me and my dad had a conversation one time. He said, dude, you know, he probably didn't start it like that. Bro, you know, he's like, John, come here, sir. He didn't start it like that either. He said, we were just talking about comedy and its importance in culture or whatever. Oh, John, you sound like such a good person. You're not really. We're talking about comedy and jokes or something. And he goes, this is what my dad said to me. He goes, dude, you know, we're kind of like doing the same thing. I go, what do you mean? He said, He said, well, I'm a pastor, right? So I lived for the first 30 years of your life trying to, like, he saw the world. He saw what the world was, and he didn't like it. He didn't like the way it was going. He didn't like the future, the direction that the world was headed in. He didn't like it, and he wanted to change it. So he tried to change it at the beginning by helping people adjust their hearts and their spirits through Christianity, right? And then he got into politics, which is in essence doing the same thing. Not I mean, it's a different angle, but it's the, you're trying to accomplish the same thing. You don't politics. My dad said he doesn't like the way the world is headed. He doesn't like the way the culture, the city, the community. I would like to change it. I would like to see it go in a different direction. Gets into politics and starts to try to change things based on laws or ruling or judges or things like that. And he said, the comedy is kind of the same thing. I go, what do you mean? And he goes, well, you're looking at the world, right? You don't like it. You don't like the way, you don't like the way people think about this. You don't like the way people assume about this. You don't like people's behavior. And you try to change it by like either exposing it, making fun of it, or you just don't, you look at it and you don't like it. And this is your way of like coping with it. Every time people see me like at the airport, or it's usually at the airport or at a restaurant or out on Broadway, me down at Aldean's. That's not the words. What is it, the word? Matter down at Aldean's. Then people are always like, dude, I love your comedy, dude. Thank you so much for making that. And they always point to one video. There's always a certain video that they found me from. All right, dude, I love that video on cancel culture. I get that one. The guy in the airport the other day, I was in Arkansas. He goes, bro, canceled. I was like, dude, you can't just yell that over the, I mean, I go, you talking about me as a person or my, he goes, did you make that video about everything at the grocery store being canceled? I go, yeah, I did make that video. He goes, dude, I love that video, man. That's freaking hilarious, dude. I was like, yeah, well, you can't just yell across the airport that I'm canceled. I am canceled. I'm now officially uncanceled. Did you know I was uncanceled?
Congrats.
As of yesterday.
How?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. I reached the
threshold.
Well, I think everybody's like, yeah, we've been through a lot, John, in our personal lives with COVID, and we don't care about what's going on in your
personal. That's great.
I always try to bring that up at my show. At my live show, I usually talk about what's been going on in my life for the past couple of years. And everybody comes to the meet and greet and they go, dude, we had to Google you. I go, well, okay, that's not really the point. And then I was like, oh, nobody cares? And
they're like, you were trying to get ahead of it? And then
no,
they
I was just trying
know?
To be honest about myself. Right, right, I'm not right. trying to get ahead of it. I'm just trying to be, but I assume, you know how you assume, like, let me think of something like I got turned down for, I asked a girl to prom. No, that's a bad example. Yeah, that's a good example. I asked a girl to prom and she said no. I'm trying to think of what age I would have been at prom. 2001. I asked a girl to go to prom in the basement of her house. And I would never do this. Could you imagine, dude, looking a woman in the eye and asking her on a date? Never, dude, never. And I'm a grown man. I faced a lot of things in my life. I would never, let me think. I did. Let me think. Yeah, I guess I've done that. But you could, anybody listening to this podcast that's in their 20s, they has a man, if most of my fans are women. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, about somebody sent me about 80% of my fans. Let's do a segment where we try to get more guy fans.
Okay.
We have to talk about.
How do we do that?
Yeah, I was at Home Depot. Nah, we talk about tools or something.
Yeah,
like, like get, recruit more guy fans segment.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll brainstorm on.
And then we'll cut that out. And then the women that listen go, hey, they were like, John Chris is annoying, dude. And then you'd be like, send this clip to or the husband or the boyfriend. Yeah, that's our plan.
You should just do two different podcasts, one for women, one for men.
Yeah, I'm dressed different. Yeah. I'm like, dude, what's up with freaking Jägermeister? I don't know. That's not what guys do. I don't know. What's up with Jägermeister, dude? Let's go bet on sports. Let me see if I ever have. You ever had a shot of Jäger?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had a shot of Jäger. I started drinking later in life. I don't drink anymore. I might, but no, I don't currently drink. I've been sober for like 2.5 years. But I got in, what was your favorite drink to start with?
Vodka soda.
Yeah?
Yeah, either that or vodka Red Bull, depending on how down I'm feeling.
100%, dude, 100%. I would just go Fireball.
Oh, God.
I love to drink. Me and my buddy Michael, I'm not going to, do you tell people's last names on podcasts? You don't.
If you want to, I mean, how's Michael going to feel?
Yeah, about? Michael Farwell. He's the man. Too bad he's in it. When I lived in LA, we went to like this, I didn't know how to as I started, the first time I ever like drank was probably like the first time I ever had alcohol, I was probably like 25 or something. Maybe I was 20. Yeah, but the first time I ever got like, I started seriously like becoming sad and then drinking is when I lived in LA. But I didn't really know how to drink because I would just like, I didn't understand why anyone would just drink and then like just, I would never go to like a baseball game and just drink. Like I would want to drink to then, I just like to be drunk. They're like, yeah, John, that's why you can't drink anymore. But I remember we go to this party and like in LA they have like a freaking like a tea leaf and like some horrible like anything, any liquor that's like in a bottle that's like dark, I'm not into. Anything like, I just like to drink like Tito's.
Yep.
Or like, I don't know. We need to go to like a, what's one of those things called? There's one right below the Virgin Hotel where there's like a guy that he like looks like he's a trash collector, but you have to like give him the password.
Like a speakeasy.
Trevor Wallace has a great video about that. I don't want to cover his topic, but those save it. Absolutely save it with the speakeasy, dude. Like, where it's like, dude, can I get a Coors Light? And they're so, no. But Trevor's already done the video. It's way better than anything I could do. But like, there's all those craft breweries, and I go, I can't stand this place. I just need like a Coors Light. I didn't really like to drink beer. But anyway, me and Michael went to this party, and it was our people. It was like everybody in LA, like people I don't like anyway, people I don't want to be. I was like, I have nothing in common with these people. I just want to like not be here. Really, it's like a bunch of people wearing like giving keys and stuff. You know what that is?
No. That's
okay. It's like a, what? You know what that is? Look it up. It's okay. It's like a necklace that like, I'm going to do this bit on this podcast. It's freaking hilarious. It's like a, hold on. No, just go to images. Yeah, I'm gonna mess this joke up. All right, so everybody, you ever seen these around someone's neck?
No.
Yes, you have. Maybe they're out of style now. All right, so it's like a key that you like wear around your neck. You know what I'm talking about? All right, this is horrific, dude. The premise of these, for the premise of a given key is like, can you bring it up? Hand engraved, inspired words, and necklace helps to employ the homeless. Helps to employ the homeless. So these keys are made by. This is horrible, dude. These keys are made by homeless people. They like find old keys and then they make them for white people as jewelry.
Oh my God.
Bro, you know the one thing homeless people don't have? Keys, dude. Keys, dog. I know.
Yeah, to have a key, you need it to go to something.
Yeah, you need a house, dude, or a car or something that you like, and like this is my own take on it. I'm sure that's helped a lot of people. But like, they put like white people like words on them, like peace, dream, inspire, strength. Like, could you imagine being homeless and working in this factory, and these sell for like $200 because it's like, and try to explain to a homeless person what these are. Wait, what?
I'm trying to understand it.
I am too, dude. But anyway, yeah. It's like, but they're out of style now because white people. They were like, oh, we didn't really want to help homeless people. Turns out we just wanted to be in style. So, whoops. Wow. What had happened was the joke. I think I did a joke on my show one time about like the giving key. Of course, nobody got it. Nobody understood the joke, but I thought it was the funniest thing ever. About like, hey, if homeless people were giving these keys, you know what they would put on there? Like bus fare. or like a tent, or like that's bad. That's why this podcast should. I've already canceled on day one of the podcast. But I was talking. That's horrific, dude.
I can't believe I've never heard of these. That's
yeah,
crazy.
You have, dude. You've seen them. You have them.
The point was, it's like a very Christian thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're a very hopeful person. Here's
like
the
in it, key. Yeah, to like incur it on paper.
Yeah.
Sure. But what's it called? Optics wise.
Yep.
Tough. But anyway, there was a bunch of people at this party that like wear giving keys. Does that help explain the type of person that was at this party?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Very well.
You're like, what?
That's all that matters.
Got it. 100%. Got it. Like their shirt was like made from like, you know, I'm wearing a shirt from like Target, and they're like, dude, this shirt is like made from like Indonesian. Like, I don't know. We don't have to do this bit, but it's like everything has a purpose. Dude, can I just like buy a pair of socks, please, without the other guy that has like the purpose socks on, like looking down? Like, it's too much, dude. John, where'd you get that hoodie? Does it help others? I don't think so. It just helps me, bro, stay warm. Is that okay?
Helps me look sick.
Help me look like a... Dude, are we going to have to keep track of the outfits I wear? Do you have to do that somewhere?
Because
I can't wear this on week two.
Yeah, or you could.
Let's just at the end of every podcast burn that. No, it's not. Maybe we'll give him someone. We'll have the giving shirts.
We can do that.
Man, that's terrible. All right, this is what I was talking about. Not knowing how to drink, because I went to the gas station. I went to the grocery store and I got a, what do you call a fireball that's like in a big one,
like a fifth.
Yeah. Why do they call it a fifth?
I don't know.
No, a fifth of. I just drank the fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive? That's my whole life I've been very deprived. That's the I. My name is what? My name is Chicka Chicka Slim Shady. Also called a fifth is 25.4 ounces. The result of 16 shots of liquor. All right, why is it called a fifth? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's a fifth of a gallon.
Oh, you know what? Dude, can we put this in the educational?
Yeah. This episode just for
educational.
That, yes.
Yeah. Dude, you're learning things, you're laughing, and you're learning. And we're recruiting more men. We're like the military. that's a funny reoccurring bit. We're trying to get more dudes. Fellas, do you experience slow sex drive? I'm just kidding. You always see those commercials on TV. No, I didn't know how, this is why basically I didn't know how to drink. I didn't know how to drink very, so I go, I got a fifth of Fireball and then a 20 ounce Dr. Pepper. Cause that I like the taste of. Mm-hmm. But I go, I'm just gonna have both of these. Not the move. I'm just gonna go for the giving key crowd. You're not gonna fit in. You're not gonna fit in with it. But cause that's an example of like not knowing like how exactly to drink. Like I remember my buddy Trent when he turned 21 because we were in a fraternity, but we went to like a Christian college. So it was like kind of not really a fraternity, but like kind of a fraternity. And then we got inducted and they poured like a blue sky, like a, what is that? Like a seltzer before there was seltzer, like a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
That's where you start, right? Yeah. If you were starting drinking and then became an alcoholic in 5 years, the first time you ever taste alcohol, like you can't go like moonshine, you would never drink again. Mm-hmm. You have to get in with something like a champagne toast mm-hmm. at my brother's wedding. That's like, yeah, okay, I can, no, that's not bad. Alcohol, sure. Then you go all the way to moonshine and then you're making it yourself. And one of the guys in, now, this is bad. Oh, let's see it. Is the whole thing, I just think about things in my head and then just think, can I say these?
So far, it's going great.
Is that the whole show? I go, oh, shoot.
That's dude. The name. Can I say this?
Can I say this? Is this allowed? Maybe that's, wait. All right. So I was in rehab from November of 2019 to March of 2020. And then I got out and then it was COVID, so nobody did anything. But there was a guy in there. This is not breaking the confidentiality because I'm not saying the people's name or where they're from. He drank. He lost his sobriety because he drank. Addiction, bro, will get you. That's the title of this podcast. He drank the vape juice.
What?
Bro, tough. Now that's not really, that wasn't really my addiction. Like alcohol wasn't really like, it didn't hook me like that, but things have hooked me. Mm-hmm. And I go like, like another person, it's like addiction. If you go into rehab, it's like your life has become completely unmanageable and off the rails. And you can't really, you have no, choice in the matter. You have to do it. Like, you know, the, George Jones, mm-hmm. George Jones, there's like a liquor store right up in my house with a big, if you ever drive down 8th Avenue in Nashville, there's a photo, a mural of a guy on a lawnmower, look up George Jones lawnmower story. George Jones is like a famous country singer. He's always, you know, chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. George Jones, there you go. George Jones is a alcoholic, and his wife, he lived in some kind of farm compound or something like that. And his wife, so he couldn't drink, hid all the keys to all the stuff. And then locked all the cars or whatever. And he was so compelled to get alcohol that he took the lawnmower. And it said, I think he, 8 miles.
Wow.
But you go, to someone that doesn't drink, right? You go, that's insane. But to someone that's struggled with alcohol and especially addiction, you go, yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. So like that's where like, The guy in rehab that was literally drinking, because he failed the sobriety test, a pee test or something like mm-hmm. that, and he goes, "What?" He's like, and that came out. But another guy, was a dentist, and the you know the stuff in the
like the laughing gas.
Yeah. That he was a dentist. He went to rehab because he just stayed in his office all day and just did that. It's not funny, dude, wow. I guess. But, yeah. That's like a different kind of high. I think that gets you high for like maybe a couple seconds. No, that it gets. It's like a...
It's like whippets kind of?
Yeah.
Just a quick up.
Dude, can you not please educate people on this? Unbelievable.
I'm enabling now, sorry.
It's like, the whippets, I've never done it. It gets neither have I. A little bit.
Okay, I think it's really quick, yeah. I just know from watching that Steve-O documentary.
Checks out, dude. Yeah, entertainment and education and religion, all these podcasts. You can only go in one category.
No, you can have subcategories too.
All right. Well, it depends on, we should decide after this episode. Mm-hmm. We're like, John, we watched it back. It wasn't that funny. We're going to put it in inspirational. What if I became a motivational speaker? No. All right. So he just stayed in his office and then just did the whatever the, I'm not really a doctor or scientist, but that can't be good for you. Mm-mm. Can't be good. But she got caught because you can't do that in rehab, obviously. He got caught with, I'm only saying this because it just like, it makes you understand. He got caught with keyboard cleaner.
Wow.
Isn't that wild, dude? And they found a bunch of it under his whatever. And like he, like that, I'm like, that does nothing. I mean, it's funny, but it's funny if you like recovered and you're better. That's a funny story, but that's so sad.
Yeah.
So sad where you like, you don't really have any other solution, but that's the only, that's like addiction is like the only, it's like your body trying to help you. Did you know that?
No.
It's your body trying to help you, from pain or sadness or something. It's not, you don't have any healthy ways to handle it, but you're literally trying to help you.
Running
from
trauma.
Yeah. Did you feel so sad or so many memories or so many hurts or pain or shame or whatever that you're like, I don't know how to like solve this, but like, this is something here, try this. And it's not working for you. And it's not, but anyway, this would be like rehab tips from John Crist. No, what we're talking about is the asking the girl to prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked the girl to prom. Oh, but are you thinking, I was talking about, yeah. Oh, dude, I already got it, dude. Podcasting? I got it. I was talking about everybody thinks that you like, I asked the girl to prom. She said no into my face, dude. Nobody's going to relate to this story because that's never happened because obviously it's all women that listen to this and they've never had to ask a guy out. What's it called when you ask a guy out at your high school?
Sadie Hawkins?
Yeah, dude. Maybe that, but that doesn't really count. Have you ever a girl ever told you no to your face? See, no, you can't even get out of here, dude. It's unbelievable. You guys haven't understand my struggles. And then one time, let me think. Where the girls? So then I. Oh, well, the point was, I was gonna go to. I was like, I got to transfer high schools.
Like in the right? moment, yeah, because like, oh,
I
can't.
Like it's over. Like it's 100% over. I can never go. Like I can never go back. Obviously, to this high school, I'm gonna be the laughing stock of everybody's gonna be like, oh, Chagra, did it? He got turned out for prom, dude. Look at him. I can't believe it. Yeah, obviously, this is why he doesn't have any friends. Like, can you imagine? Like. Super like embarrassing, like look at him, just look at him, like in his books and like just in his locker and trying to go to eighth grade English class with Miss Tester. It's embarrassing. But then I went to school on Monday, and you know what happened? Nothing, dude. Nobody cared. And I was like, oh, so this is like a thing in my head. They're like, yeah, cool. And then when I was in college, I actually, again, I don't mean to flex here or this earliest episode, whatever. We might air this in different orders. I don't know what episode this is. But I was in the conference championship. Our team, I played on the tennis team.
Flex.
And we were in the conference championship against Tennessee Tech, Samford University against Tennessee Tech. And we got all the way to the conference finals. And we lost like on the last match of the whole thing. It all came down to my buddy. And he lost. And I was like, I can't go back to campus. Everybody's going to be like, John Chris, dude, look at him. I can't believe he's just, they lost in the conference championship. Can you believe it? Like he always walks around like he's the best tennis player ever. And look at him now. It must be so embarrassing. And I lived in the frat house, and I got back to the frat house, and everybody's like, what's up, dude? Where you been all weekend? And I was like, dude, what? Dude, my life is like... I remember my buddy Brad, Brad was on the team. His mom was there, and like we just lost, and she was going to, I don't know, like Jimmy John's or something. He's like, do you want me to grab you like a sub? And I was so disrespected. I was like, can you imagine eating at a time like this? She's like, what, dude? That's hilarious, dude. That is actually, Brad Weaver is his name. It was, I'll never forget that. Not Jimmy John's. What's the other place?
Quiznos.
No.
Subway.
No. It's like a shoot, Freaky Freddy's or something like that. Is that one?
I don't know that one.
No, they have them here in town. It's like they have a. It's gonna show up right there. I'm gonna see the logo.
Blimpy.
No. Jersey Mike's. She's going to Jersey Mike's because it's right by. Yeah. You're like, John, is this the information you really wanted us to look
this
up?
This is the one, yeah.
Was that necessary for the story? Could you just gone with Subway? That would have been fine. But like my like, you get kind of like, maybe it's like very like low-key, like kind of narcissistic or like selfish to think that like everybody cares about you. They don't. You know what they care about? Themselves, dude. We always like me and the comics after we do the shows. The comics are always like, dude, I can't believe like after that one like that one joke that like didn't work or like that one bit that was like super embarrassing. I can't believe that. Remember when I said Instagram instead of the Instagram or like you like very something very very minor like that. And we're all sitting around or like we take that home with us. We stay up like I can't believe I messed that joke up. It's so embarrassing. Or I said. I was in, I'm not going to remember it now, but we've talked about it a million times. I was in Tulsa and I was asking, I go, hey, what's like a city around here that you would like, it's like a hillbilly, like redneck city, like a meth looking city. And she goes, Muskegon, or I don't know what people of Muskegon are now rioting and protesting outside of the podcast studio. We will recancel John. And that was like Muskegon is like a place that I should roast. So I usually go like make fun of, I don't know, at least not from Muskegon or whatever. Stupid joke. But I said, I don't know what happened in the show and I forgot I didn't write it down. I was like, I can remember that. I said Tuskegee. And I was like building up to this, like this joke was crushing. I was like, oh, dude, I'm about to. And I... Yeah. And I go, like, at least enough from Tuskegee. And everybody's like, who's man? Like, what? They go, who? What? Who?
Is it bad there?
Like, yeah, they're like, I never heard of this place. No, it's not even a place. But I go, I'm like up late, dude, at night. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, I said Mesquite, or I said Tuskegee. That doesn't even make any sense. But like, the show is 2 hours long. Like, you know what everybody's thinking about when they're like driving home? They're like, yo, do you want to go to Chili's or Applebee's? That's like, no one's thinking, you're like, oh, it's very like self-centered to think that everybody cares about you or what you're doing, or like every, like, oh, nobody cares. But the guy, except the guy in the airport, do you remember the one thing, the cancel video? You know what somebody said to me in the airport?
What?
Dude, this will blow your mind. We were in, first of all, we were flying Breeze Airways. You ever heard of that?
No.
Me neither. But it was going from Northwest Arkansas, XNA Airport, to, we're trying to go to Austin. We had San Antonio. This is the only, and I go, is this even an airline? Has anyone ever heard of this? It was actually kind of nice. It was like, if like Spirit, like, it was like if Spirit like got on unemployment. They were like still 100% unemployed, but they were getting the checks.
Sounds like an app.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah,
like
yeah,
Calm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, dude, is this like, you have to like fly it yourself? You gotta like, yeah, it's like, it's very, very, very serene. They do like yoga poses instead of security briefings. Come on, John, it's not time for jokes. Oh, wait, it is time for jokes. It's a podcast. So we got on the flight and it wasn't very, how do you say this? There wasn't very full flight. I was sitting there, and then we were talking in our row, and then the lady behind us. So everybody, I don't want to be like a mask or anti-mask guy. I don't care about that. The lady behind us rings the thing. And she, like, the lady comes over. First of all, just super, super, super quick and respectfully, don't ring the thing. I've never rung the thing. Have you?
I've never even seen anybody ring the thing.
Me neither, dude. These people, first of all, these flight attendants, just let them. They just don't, like, unless you're going to, like, Qatar, or so, I gotta choose a better reference to that. If you're going to, like, the United Arab Emirates, that sounds like an official place. And if it should be, has to be over 3 hours for you to be able to ring the thing. Mm-hmm. The flight has to be over 3 hours. The itinerary over 3 hours. Also, you need to have, I'm going to say, this is going to come out not in a good way. You need to have something coming out of an orifice of yourself to be able to call it. You got to be either peeing in your pants, taking a dump in your pants, throwing up, something extreme. You can't, it's got to be something where somebody, if I'm going to come back there, somebody better be dead. Somebody, but like, you never wait in like there's like a wreck. You're either waiting in traffic and you're waiting for like an hour. I'm like, dude, if I get up there and it's a flat tire, dude, I'm going to wreck somebody just for we've already invested so much in this. This somebody better be dead. Not really, but like, this better be extreme. How many flight attendants do I know? Let's see. I probably know four or five flight attendants well. That if they, I think they say never ring it, and also never touch the flight attendant. You can't do that. You'd be like, hey, can you? No, I think that's like a rich white like first class guy move.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what environment
I would never done it either. I would never do it either. But she was like, hey, that's the number one thing. Don't ring the thing, and then don't touch them.
Okay.
Like if they're, you're like, hey, you just, yeah. Maybe ring the thing before touch them. But the lady, we were sitting there talking. Again, there's not a lot of people on this flight. The lady rings the thing. I didn't see her, but the lady comes back and she goes, this is what she said. So we had to act this out. I'm sitting, she's here. No, I'll just do it this way. I'm sitting up in front. She rings the thing. Boop, boop, boop. It's the McDonald's. It's the McDonald's slogan. It's a strange airport. But she rings it, and then the lady comes back, and she goes, hey, dead serious. I got to adjust the mic for this. Dead serious. She goes, hey, do you mind if I move seats that guy's not wearing a mask.
Pointing at you.
Yes. I was like, wait, what? I was like, no, hold on. No. In my defense, I don't want to get, for first of all, you know what the penalty for like not wearing a mask is? That airline bans you. I was like, but it's Breeze Airlines, dude. Nobody cares. Remember, like I said, hey, lady, you know, remember me at prom? Nobody, this is you currently. I didn't say that because I'm a Christian. But no, like, is it, first of all, she goes, do you mind if I move? Because this guy is not wearing his mask over his nose. I was wearing it. I was wearing it like down here, but I was talking. And like, I go, dude, do you know how like, I'm really, really trying to be Christian. This is like, it was like my Will Smith moment, dude.
Wow. He walked on stage.
I was like, oh, and I was with a person that, let's just say this without saying too much information. I was with a person that is, she would wear a mask. She's for masks. But I'm for masks too. I'm not this anti-mask. We're trying to get men to listen to this podcast. We're not anti-mask. I'll do it when they're like, hey, if we're all trying to, sure. I know it's, I don't care. I do care, but I go, and she goes, she's pro mask. And she goes, yeah, that was too much. I go, thank you, dude. That's too much. Like she goes, and like very big, like so other people could hear it, like, do you mind if I save the planet and also recycle and also move away from this person that is causing global warming? Or like, she didn't say all that, but I go, you know, whatever that feeling is, that it just like, you know, when like I'm a Christian, but like evil, just like it just freaking wells up. And that's what happened to Will Smith, really. Mm-hmm. Then I go, oh man, like I just like, and she did this whole like thing. First of all, respectfully, there's nobody on this flight. You can move without just doing a thing. You involved me, person I was next to, both unnecessary to involve. You involved the flight attendant, unnecessary. You probably emailed Breeze afterwards and said that it's like entirely too much. You know what we should look up, dude? Like, why does virtue signaling feel so good? Like, what is that? Like, what's this, like, what is the psychology of that? Like, because you can just do it. Let's see. Hold on. Intrinsic reason is specifically desire to improve the way the person who is virtue signaling feels about themselves. For example, a person engaging in self-oriented virtue signaling should be driven to desire to prove themselves that they're a good person. All right. That doesn't really answer the question, but like it feels, there's got to be some kind of like dopamine rush or something in your brain that would, like, why would you
do you think it's the same as like when you like put somebody else down to make yourself look better? It's got to be the same type of thing, right? Yeah, it's the
same type of energy. Like what everybody, like when you go to the grocery store and there's all the like the truth about Will Smith, Hillary Clinton's weight loss, Hillary Duff seen at the beach in a thong, the truth about I don't know, that doesn't make sense. I don't know why I'm saying it in that accent. The truth about Eminem and his estranged daughter, or what's that guy's name? What's the guy's name that's smoking what's it called? He has a bowl cut and he's smoking a cigarette out on the back of it. It's like a meme. You know what it is? Everybody sends it to me. Everybody sends it to me because I have a bowl cut. Bowl cut. Oh, Ben Affleck. I got it. He's like Ben Affleck smoking. Look up Ben Affleck smoking a cigarette. It's like just like
the truth about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, that one right there. No, on the left. Yeah, when he's on the it's stressed, dude. Tough. That's an L. That's a W to me. But it's like, why do all those things in the grocery store exist?
All the tabloid mags?
Yeah. Even because you're like, I think this is not true. And I don't even really care if it's true. But if I'm in the grocery store and I'm probably making some decisions right now with everything that's on this belt, everything that's on the belt, probably some things I'm not proud of. There's probably, what are some things on the, like, what are some things that you would, yeah, there we go. Speaking of behaving in a way of mental demonstrate one's good moral, for example.
Yeah, I'm trying to find like, the psychology behind it.
But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're like, hey, John, why don't you just speak like you know what you're talking about? And I don't. Because you all, when you're at the grocery store and you see all those people, those are people that are above us, right? They're better than us.
There's always something about the queen or something like that.
It's got to be someone. It's got to be someone that you deem to be more successful that are now like the truth about. But like when you, everybody loves, I think, when somebody's up there, you don't like that Kim Kardashian is up there and you're down here. So when you can read about her accidentally has a wardrobe malfunction or is seen
is a bad mom,
makes you feel better because you know the truth about yourself. Dang it, dude. I'm gonna have to. Anyway, if you'd like to accept the Lord, would you just raise your hand and come forward at this moment? I'm speaking to myself, dude. I just rededicated my life. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It has to. When what's her name with the with Pete Davidson?
Kim.
Yeah, you're like, John, Kim Kardashian, idiot. Yeah. I gotta have a list of everybody. I'm gonna have a chart of everybody that needs to be. Kim Kardashian, bro, I'll just say this. Who's she dating? Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
That guy's the man. Yeah. I don't know if that guy's the man. I don't know about it. But what did she say about what everybody crushed her for recently?
She said people don't want to work. Women don't want to work anymore. Yeah, they just gotta get off there and work.
Hey, I'm gonna just say this publicly. I could not be more pro Kim Kardashian. I'm 100% in that camp. Let me just listen. I wouldn't even call myself a celebrity. I would call myself a what's it called when a basketball team that like makes the NCAA tournament but they had to win their conference?
Like a play-in game?
No. Dude, that's disrespectful. Like a
bubble team?
No, like a mid-major.
Oh, does that make yes.
References for dudes. Yes, let's go, fellas. You know what I'm talking about? The mid-majors. That's like a like if you play in the SEC, you're going, even if you get like fifth, you're still gonna go to the tournament. A mid-major, that's my version of like if I call myself a public figure. I'm like, I'm a mid-major.
Yeah.
I won my conference. Yeah. That's why I'm here. Everybody else is like, who's Carson Newman College? You're like, oh, they won their conference. Like, why is John Crist on this red carpet? They're like, oh, he had this video. We're like, ah, yeah, dude, I know that guy. Yeah. I'm the mid-major.
Had a good year, real good year. Yeah.
Good year. He's like, they got some recruits coming back. Yeah. They might be back next year. Good coaching, solid fundamentals. That's actually hilarious. I'm a mid-major of public figures. You're like, you don't, like, if you're, like, Kim Kardashian, all right, here's what I did yesterday, dude, and I'm not going to get my whole day. You, like, wake up. You got, like, I edited a video. I shot a video. I had a conference call. I met up with the people that are going to film my next special. I interviewed an employee, and then went to a comedy show at like 7, and then I got home and then I set up 2 meetings for tomorrow. And you're like, John, please get a personal life. That's not the point of this. What I'm saying is I'm not anybody. And we like you same working a lot of work, dude. Kim Kardashian's alarm goes off at 4 a.m. every morning. I promise you. I literally promise you. I promise you. Kim Kardashian, if you have a, if you're like, what are they, everybody's critical about her because she said like that, like she has like, what's it called? She has like a bunch of employees now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who posts this? Freaking meme lords. Mm-hmm. People that are doing, are on unemployment. That's terrible. No, you know what? I'm not saying that's terrible. I'm staying by this premise. Kim Kardashian wakes up at 3 a.m. and she got, if you have a TV show, you got a call time, you got to meet with producers, you got it, and she has a fashion line and she has a lipstick. That's the other girl. Who's the lipstick one?
Kylie.
How do you guys know all this
I
stuff?
Think Kim does have,
of course she does, dude. Yeah,
she has her own makeup stuff and all that,
and then all day she has PR people in meetings all day. Like, I'm sure she takes time for herself. But Kim, if you don't think Kim Kardashian is working, you need to talk to someone. You need to talk to a professional, really and truly.
Like, oh, and she's doing the legal thing.
Dude. And she's like,
she's getting people out of prison. Like, legitimately, she got a law degree.
Just like, it's a tough look. It's a tough look to get on your Instagram and say that Kim Kardashian doesn't work, especially when you want to be Kim Kardashian. That's the tough part. Like, if you, like, you know what? I had a joke about Kevin Hart, about how Kevin Hart is in, like, so many movies. And I just had, like, I'm not that self-aware, but I'm, like, sometimes self-aware. And I go, I was, like, going to, like, make a, I've been inspired in a lot of times by Kevin Hart and his career, and has been entertained by some of his, all of his stand-up and a lot of his movies. I've consumed Kevin Hart products. I went to Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, saw Kevin Hart in an arena show. It was unbelievable. Like, I was like, you know what? In a moment of self-awareness, I go, let me just low-key not bag on Kevin Hart because I'm trying to be Kevin Hart. It's the tough look. It's a tough look from, like, comedians that are, like, I'm not saying I've, like, arrived at any kind of level of, like, successful comedian, but, like, comedians below me, again, that sounds bad. Comedians below me, like, trashing on, like, my, like, on me. I'm like, Mike, like, the most criticism I ever get, this is true. I wish this wasn't true. The most criticism I ever get is from Christian comedians, like, that are smaller than me. And I am a believer, but, like, it's the, like, oh, John Chris, da da da, I can't believe John Chris, da da da, John Chris jokes, da da. I'm like, what, dude, my guy, it's not the look. Everybody, it's like very clear to everyone around except that person. You're like, oh, maybe this is not the move for me. Maybe, although I did, when I got canceled, there was some people that had some funny takes on me.
I was, you're watching them?
No, dude. No.
That's a perspective that doesn't get shared.
No, all right. So I went to, like, I got canceled on a Monday or something, maybe Tuesday. And then I turned off the all my social media. You're like, I just deleted all the apps. I was like, this is not going to go well. But then my sister, I was like, hey, is it like...
is it funny?
No, I go, no. I go, like, everybody, like every phone number in my phone texted me. Everyone. Let me see how many numbers I have. How many numbers you got in your phone?
It's linked to my Facebook, so it's probably more than I know.
Dude, we get it, bro. Hold on, let me look. Just for the sake of this bit. You got to go all, you know, you got to go all the way bottom. 1600.
Okay.
All right. Yours is connected to your Facebook, so you're not going to have an accurate.
I'm going to check.
Okay. Like, oh my.
1929.
Okay, dude. All right. Every single person texted me. And obviously texted me in support of, like, hey, dude, I hope you're doing well, or I hope we love you. These are my friends, obviously, not my enemies in my cell phone. Let me think. Some enemies. Nah, nobody texted me. Nobody texted me anything negative. And of course, these are all family, friends, people that love me, care about me. Hey, man, hope you're doing well. Hey, hope, like, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. But I didn't have any social media, but I asked my sister. I was like, hey, is it like spreading? She goes, yeah. I was like, dang it. Or like, they're like, yeah, dude, it's, I was like, oh. Because I was getting texts from people that I was like, if they know it, this is.
Oh, you were basing the spread off who was reaching out to you.
I go, I haven't heard from this person. Oh, wow. And they never texted me about my bits ever.
Yeah.
I go, oh, goodness. Anyway, look up John Chris. This is, again, this is in hindsight. So I didn't have my phone. Don't look it up yet. I didn't have my phone for about 2 months. I didn't even have it. Somebody had it in a bag in storage.
This was during rehab?
Yeah, when I was in rehab. And then I got to this other rehab place, like a step down facility, and they gave me my phone back. Not my social media, but I had like access to like Google, and people would text me. And like my buddies, my comedian buddies would like send me like things that were like, and it, dude, just look up, this is, we might not have to put this up, but just look up John Chris Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh my God, dude. It's like, already.
It's like, look at the, no, look up images. Go to images or go to, no, go to that tweet right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. R.I.P., dude. R.I.P. And Anthony, all right, take it down. Okay. Oh, that's not on the screen. That's not on the podcast screen. But
it can be.
If the, it, what the caption was, because it was like me being canceled, he reposted it.
We can splice it in so they can.
Yeah, see. He reposted it. But if you're listening only,
yeah.
What about the listening only audience?
You're right.
Dude?
You're
we
right,
get
you're
it,
right,
bro.
You're right.
They said, "I've never laughed at a Christian comedian before, but here we are." You gotta just like, hey, like
from him too.
Yeah,
that's
you gotta.
Tame.
Yeah. I don't know him. And yeah. I told Andrew Santino, who knows him. I go, if you ever see Anthony Jeselnik, tell him I thought that was hilarious. Because that, I mean, it's like a. That's like you just like Kansas, North Carolina in the national championship. They just go, hey, good game. Like mm-hmm. you got us. Like you played better. Mm-hmm. That's a good. Ah, yeah, tip the cap, dude. Dang it. But like if it's like a clever, like it's a cleverly done like roast, like a lot of those Christian, like who was I talking to? So one of those guys on like the, there's been a bunch of like the John Christ, like, starter pack or like something like that. I was like, ah, like that's why I said about Chris Rock, about he didn't like retaliate or like he didn't retaliate or like sue him. I go, he's a comedian, dude. We don't do that. We don't. Now some comedians I guess get sensitive about like, but I would never do that. I would like, you're just like poking people all day. We do like, I was like, honestly, we should probably be getting beat up more. I mean, not really. Don't spread that around. But like, yeah, like I've seen, I saw, let me think if I've seen in my life. What, how are we doing on time?
We're good.
We're straight. I'll wrap this up in a second. We're trying to stick to about an hour because if you're like, John, like the one problem I'm going to have with this podcast is I'm going to tell you right now, going over time. So I'm going to try to keep it short. But I saw Todd Glass one time. Somebody threw a beer bottle at him from the crowd. Cause he was like just jabbing at this couple and they were like, they weren't having a good time anyway. They weren't laughing. And then he threw a beer bottle at him. I saw,
the couple threw the beer bottle,
and yep. He moved and it smashed behind him. And we were like, I've seen people yell stuff. I'm trying to think if I've seen anyone. I've seen people waiting outside for the comedians after the show, but it's like, but cause when you're coming up as a comedian, you're not like, you're not good. Like it's not good. It's not funny. Like if Chris Rock says like a racial joke, then you would maybe like, you would probably leave and think to yourself, you know, that like black people versus the media joke. You ever remember that joke? It's like black people versus the media. And Chris Rock goes, when I'm at an ATM late at night, I'm not looking over my shoulder for the media. I'm looking for black people. I can't be doing the bit. But then, he leaves, you leave and you go, oh yeah, it leads to a greater purpose. Like that's a smart, why do we treat white and black people different? You're like, oh, that's actually helpful to the narrative for progress and racism. It's like, it's actually like, it's, if when everybody laughs together about a certain topic, it is helpful. It brings, unites people. But when an open mic comic does a racist joke or let's say a racial joke, you're like, oh, this is just racist. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it doesn't really lead to, that's when the comic's like, yeah, that wasn't funny. Or you talk about somebody's girl, usually that's I don't know. Did you know they were going to start a stand-up comedy karaoke bar?
How does that go?
You do the bits.
You do other people's bits?
Yeah, but then there's like white people doing black.
That is a recipe for disaster.
It's in the bit. It's in the bit. Wait, see if you can look that up about like comedy karaoke bar. Because you like all the famous, you know, everybody tries to do people's bits, dude. That can't exist, karaoke bar.
Not only do they exist, there's four here.
Where? No, those aren't in Nashville. There, it's like a, yeah. Wait, they might just say like they have comedy there and they sometimes have karaoke.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah, it is.
That's Yeah. But they're gonna do one in Vegas. Yeah, there's no, I don't think there's one in here. The comedy, there's good. Somebody's like, hey, you know what everybody loves to do? Say they're the comedian's favorite bits. And they go, let's just, and then somebody goes, yeah, good idea. Oh, yeah, that'd be hilarious. I'll do that. Oh, yeah, we can't. Somebody raises in the boardroom. Hey, super quick, super, super, super quick. Like, great idea. I know we're breaking ground on this next week. It's going to be a lot. Already got the promo out and everything. I'm super excited about this comedy karaoke bar. But what if a white person tries to do a Chris Rock bit? Dude. Or anybody tries to do an anyone else bit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. I got to make that sketch video.
Yeah.
That's a funny sketch video. Comedy character. That's a great idea. Where if you.
You only get to pick from a certain amount of pages.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah. You go. You check in. You give them like. You should probably give what? Your height, weight, name, race.
Mm-hmm. Gender.
Gender. Weight.
Yeah.
Area of the country you live in.
Yep.
Political, where are you, what side are you on?
Languages you speak. Where are your parents from?
Who you don't like.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you put it all
mask,
in.
Mask, anti-mask.
Yeah.
Vax, anti-vax.
Have you ever been in a protest? all of these, there has to be like when we went skydiving a couple weeks ago and you had to sign away like.
Your life.
100 times signature. It has to be that, the comedy karaoke bar, and then they give you your 5 minutes.
It's more like one of those, it's like one of those, which Disney princess are you? It's like, which comedy do you get to do today? And you take a questionnaire.
He's like, I want that Richard Pryor bit. And they're like, no, dude. You get, I would pull up, they would give me, all right, you have to choose from Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, Tim Hawkins, Brian Regan, and who else would it be in my top that I'm allowed to choose from? Like Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
That's who I would be allowed to. They were like, you can't. Yeah. Could you imagine that being off? You should. No, that's a terrible idea. I'm going to do that bit. I should do that bit. Anyway, dude, how do we end? We got to have an end.
We can just wrap. I mean, we'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week with more educational and funny and most of all important facts that men will like. Peace.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.